This is a CHOI News Report. A pond near Qualcomm Beach Elementary is getting a new name after a local teacher wrote to the town council informing them the students voted to name it Salamander Pond. Ashley Kuramoto is an outdoor education specialist at the school, as well as an author of interactive children's coloring books that focus on different areas of Central Vancouver Island. She often takes her class to the pond.
It's a 20-minute walk with 40 kindergartners. Because I'm an outdoor education specialist, like, we are outside all the time, and the fact it's only 20 minutes there is, like, amazing. And the kids could spend the day there. They love it.
But Kuramoto never knew the name of the pond.
I looked everywhere for the name of this pond. Like, I asked employees that I saw working around it. I asked everyone I could think of. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the town. So I called, and I talked to Bob Weir, and he's an engineer. He's like, oh, well, it's not a nice name. I was like, okay, well, what is it? He's like, it's contaminant pond. I was like, I can't put contaminant pond in my book because I name each location. And I was like, well, can we rename it? He's like, well, it can't get any worse than contaminant pond.
The town's director of planning and development, Luke Sales, says the pond was built in 2005 to help protect vulnerable ecosystems when Laburnum Road was put through.
In discussions with our engineering department, they'd learned that the pond didn't have a name. And it was referred to on many maps just as containment pond. The purpose when the pond was constructed, because it's a man-made pond, was that if there were ever to be any contamination on the roadway, that contamination would be consolidated and directed to this pond so that it didn't spill out into the adjacent natural areas because it's a sensitive ecosystem.
Kuramoto says that she asked her students what they thought the pond should be called.
I brought this back to my school and we did a school vote. So over 300 students got to vote and they chose Salamander Pond. And I didn't pick, but it was someone else did the vote and it was a great learning lesson for them.
After the school vote, Kuramoto emailed the mayor of the town asking if the pond could be renamed. Sales says the town loved the idea.
Certainly the names that's been referred to in the past, Contaminant Pond, Containment Pond, neither one of them are exactly poetic. It's neat to see the students getting involved in something like this. Over the years, they've really, I think, formed a bond with that pond, and so I think it's entirely suitable that they've given it a name, which is, you know, much more charming than the original.
Kuramoto didn't know her letter to the mayor would be discussed at the town council meeting on December 6th, when councillors voted unanimously to rename it Salamander Pond and erect a sign at the location.
When I heard that, it absolutely made my days.
Kuramoto says she's looking forward to telling the children at the school about the decision and hopes that there can be a small event when the sign is put up.
They are going to be over the moon. It'll be my last year's class that helped with it, but I'll go talk to them and they're just going to feel like that their voice is important, and I'm really excited to share that with them.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.